WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has approved the phased ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Now Hamas has to try to find some of the hostages scattered around Gaza in houses and tunnels held by different militant groups.
But there's an even bigger threat to this deal.
Israeli soldiers will encounter Hamas combatants who are armed, and one side could shoot at the other, or both sides could shoot at each other. One soldier can break the ceasefire.
Right now, though, the ceasefire is due to start on Sunday with the first hostages walking free.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting from Tel Aviv. With the Supreme Court unanimously upholding the law saying TikTok has to be sold by its Chinese parent company or be banned in the U.S., people who use it for business have to make other plans.
Al-Sadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, luckily, I've already been preparing for this for a while. I started posting on every platform.
Although the U.S. government cites national security concerns, many TikTok users call the action unconstitutional and question the U.S. government's profiling and surveillance practices and policies. John McDevitt for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Bitter cold expected here in Washington Monday is forcing the inauguration of President-elect Trump to move indoors. And CBS's Aaron Navarro tells us that means not everyone with tickets will get to attend.
The parade that was planned to be held outside in the streets of Washington, D.C., he said will now be held in Capital One Arena. The question remains, though, given that there were about 200,000 people that bought tickets, Capital One Arena has a capacity of just over 20,000 people. I'm seeing members of Congress say that they're reaching out to their constituents, saying that we're going to give you more information about what you can do as a ticket holder when we get it.
The frigid temperatures will stretch all the way to Texas, with KENS-TV Sue Kalberg telling us there's a rush there to get propane.
They're using these propane cylinders for cooking, could be for keeping pets safe, could be for their livestock.
Another crush, he says, is topping off home propane tanks. Hill says they're busy now and expecting a bigger rush soon, as so many people will never forget being cold and desperate for days when the power grid faltered in 2021.
With over 80,000 people still under evacuation orders and thousands of homes destroyed by the Los Angeles area fires, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is looking ahead.
As our army of firefighters kills these fires and withdraws, we will be moving in with an army of builders.
Sheriff's deputies on horseback fanned out through charred brush today, hunting victims' remains. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held off the Magic 109-106 in Orlando. Giannis Antetokounmpo came through again, scoring 41 points in what seemed to be an uphill battle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
A lot of breaks didn't go our way. I thought they stole the jump ball. I thought Giannis got fouled on a drive, and we just kept playing. We just kept playing through it.
The Bucks face the Knicks 2 p.m. tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win over Minnesota, 80-59. That's the eighth time in a row Wisconsin has beat the Gophers. NFL, the Packers and the Eagles tomorrow in Philly. Matt LaFleur on the joy of being the visiting team at the Eagles-Lincoln Financial Field.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone in there and you're riding in on the bus, and next thing you know, your bus is splattered with eggs. It's a unique experience, but it makes it a lot more fun as well.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few flurries, low near 2 above, wind chill to 15 below, and windy tonight. Mostly sunny and a high only of 8 tomorrow, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. It's 24 right now.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss the life and presidency of Jimmy Carter with journalist and political consultant Candy Stroud before spending some time honoring Dr. King's holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. So Donald Trump has nominated a fellow worth hundreds of millions of dollars, Scott Bessent. He actually used to run I believe it was a hedge fund for George Soros. Interestingly, it raised a lot of eyebrows, but to be Treasury Secretary. And Scott Bessent has, yesterday I played a clip of him talking to Bernie Sanders, in which Bernie Sanders said, do you support raising the federal minimum wage from the current $7.25 an hour to something reasonable? And Scott said, no, I think $7.25 is just fine, or words to that effect. Later on in the interview, this was during his confirmation hearing, he was asked about this by a Republican, you know, the Trump tax cuts, which were passed by reconciliation, so they expire in 10 years. They're expiring this year. And Scott Bessent said, if we do not renew, extend, the Trump tax breaks for billionaires, then we will be facing an economic calamity, and always with economic instability that falls in the middle and the working class people, we will see a giant middle class tax increase. Well, no, not so much. I mean, you know, the vast majority of the benefits of the Trump tax cut didn't go to the middle class. I mean, you know, middle class people might have gotten $100 out of it, maybe even a couple $100. But it was the billionaires who made millions on this tax cut. And in fact, Janet Yellen, who is our current Treasury Secretary and has done a marvelous job steering the ship of state, as it were, at least the ship of the Treasury Department for the last 4 years, she said the projected fiscal path under current budgetary policies is simply not sustainable. She said she's arguing that we should start, you know, raise taxes back to where they were when Reagan came into office. She says the consequences of inaction or action that exacerbates projected deficits could be dire. And, you know, of course, extending Trump's, it was a $4 trillion tax cut, and he wants to extend it for another 10 years. So that'd be another $4 trillion that he would add to the national debt. And the national debt is already in excess of GDP. So our debt is as big as our economy. That's not a milestone that you want a nation to reach, an economy to reach. But it is the result of three Republican administrations, the Reagan administration, the second Bush administration, and the Trump administration, each putting into place massive tax cuts. And then, of course, George W. Bush having two massive wars that he ran off the books. He never put them on the books. Obama had to put them on the books, which made it look like the deficit went up. So, wild stuff. Meanwhile, the Oath Keepers, who, you know, really rose to fame and prominence standing up for Ammon Bundy, remember back in 2014, I think it was, saying that he should be able to have his cattle eat our federal, you know, eat food on our federal lands, and you know, he shouldn't have to pay for it, and just, you know, breaking the law. He's apparently still doing it, I guess. His son, big in Utah politics, or excuse me, Idaho politics right now. But anyhow, the Oath Keepers, their most senior leader, Stuart Rhodes, is in prison for seditious conspiracy. His family is terrified that Trump might pardon him, by the way. Yeah, apparently he's quite violent toward them, or that they're concerned about that. But they have a new brand now, Oath Keepers USA, with a new leader, a guy named Bobby Kinch, who's a retired Las Vegas cop, who once gained infamy, according to Matthew Chapman over on Raw Story, once gained infamy for making Facebook posts that appeared to call for a race war. Right. And they just published this document calling for recruiting of younger persons, which can be achieved with community outreach programs, parentheses, Boy Scouts, training, public training events, youth involvement, etc. So, yeah, if you've got a kid in the Boy Scouts, look out. It's getting strange. It's going to get weirder and weirder as time goes on. All right, it's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? Norma in Montgomery. Hey, Alabama. Hey, Norma, how are you? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Ziggy beat me to it, but I wanted to call you on what I consider the last day of freedom also.
Okay. Well, thank you.
What is on my mind is watching this guy on one of those, I can't remember if it was on C-SPAN or what, but he was in the House and he was talking about how they're going to get rid of woke. They're going to end woke. To me, woke refers to people who are aware of what is going on, people who are educated, who think, who analyze, and pay attention to what is actually happening.
Yeah.
People who have a decent education in history, government, law. And they're passing these laws where, you know, the kids are going to learn to read from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it scares the stew out of me. And I think that one of the things that everybody should do is own books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you have a decent library with history, sociology, chemistry, languages, a dictionary. How many people actually own a hard copy of a dictionary? And also, I have paper maps because, you know, once the censorship comes in, one way is to control people is by a lack of education and a lack of knowledge, and it scares the stew out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just... I think that people need to pay attention, and yeah, I've got to reorder some of your books. They disappeared during working for the campaign with people in the library, and I wish they had told me they were borrowing them, but they're gone.
Yeah,
you know, because I used them as textbooks.
If you're are you a dictionary fan, Norma?
Yeah, I have about 30.
Wow, I have probably a dozen. But are you familiar with Mrs. Burns' dictionary?
No, I don't have that one, but I have Latin and Hebrew and Spanish and Greek.
Write this down. You're going to love this. It's Mrs. Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, Mrs. Byrne's Dictionary of Unusual Words. And it's out of print, but there are used copies. You can find them on the Internet. You can find them, you know, Amazon has them. I think Powell's typically has one in stock. And it is the coolest dictionary ever because every single word in it is a word you've never heard of. And I'm so tempted to use them in my writing, but, you know, it's just people are going, well, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's just, it's such a
Well, that's something you should always learn something. You should learn something every day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mrs. Burns' Dictionary of Unusual
Words. Yeah.
Words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah. Okay. But no, I'm really worried about the knowledge that will be allowed in our future.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's like I have paper maps. I have a problem. You know, do I get another bookcase and take the map down, or do I put the maps in another room?
There you go.
Yeah. But if you want to scare yourself, I was reading fiction when I was flat on my back when I scrunched L1 through L5.
Ouch.
And somebody handed me something by William Johnstone, who I don't approve of. It was called Breakdown, and it was a religious group taking over the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably 25 to 30 years old if you can ever find a copy of it. But yeah, people, you need to try and teach people, you know, I walk around with your history of, and yeah, I'm not trying to just, you know, butter you up or anything, but to me they're useful and everybody should have the entire set. And unequal protection, that's one that's missing, signed copy, first edition.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And, yeah, it's just try to teach people that this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we lose all of our rights, you know, and I think that people should be prepared to have censorship when you're trying to use the internet for information.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's already happening. And now there's this big effort to basically hack Wikipedia by the right wing. So,
Norma, I know. And, yeah. You know, it's just... Yeah. People need to, I think that if you need to get books.
There you go.
Chemistry, history.
Great to hear from you, Norma. Thank you so much. And the happy end of the free era.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There's got to be a better way to say that. 15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, everyone gets busy in these first months of the new year, and so it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate your shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And not only that, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. It's ShipStation.com, code Tom. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour, and, we're picking up calls here, aren't we? Sharon in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Sharon, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up? Sharon in St. Paul? Going once? Going twice? Actually, Sharon's been on hold for a few minutes. I'm going to put her on hold here. She's on line two, Mateo, if you can catch that. Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's up? Still nothing. Are you sure that we've got the pot open? Oh, that's hard to believe. Let me put Patrick on hold too, and try John in Vancouver, Washington. John, can you hear me? I don't have any audio coming through. Are you sure that everything's set up right? Please double check. For the phone system. Phone system. John, can you hear me? Something has changed. Something has gone wrong. So, okay, I'm going to put John on hold while Sean is troubleshooting this and trying to figure out what's going on. And in the meantime, Donald Trump has nominated Pam Bondi as his attorney general. We talked about this yesterday when she was being interviewed. And today they had character witnesses speaking on her behalf. At least one Democrat is saying, yeah, maybe I'll vote for her. This is Chris Coons, the Democrat from Delaware. He said the most important thing that I needed to hear from her was whether or not she would be independent. And then he goes on to say, and she failed to answer that in the sort of clear, forceful, and direct way that I expected. He says, frankly, because her predecessors, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, ran into trouble with President Trump when he didn't like things that they did to show and reinforce the independence of the Justice Department. This is actually going to be a really big deal. The Attorney General, you know, having power over the FBI, having power over who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, you know, how these systems work, you know, what goes on. I'm very concerned about this on the one hand. On the other hand, Pam Bondi was the Attorney General of Florida for two terms. She got, I believe, term limited out. And it should concern us all. Frankly. What just happened? Did you reset the phones? Oh, okay. Sean just reset the phones. So if you are trying to call in, or if you were on hold, just, you know, call right back in and we'll start over again. I don't know what's going on here. I continue to suspect the board, but our phone system should be up and running again if you want to call in now. Chris Coons is saying, you know, well, we'll see. We'll see. So far, in my opinion, the worst of the nominees has been Pete Hegseth. There's really a couple that I think are extremely problematic. Hegseth being number one, and Bob Kennedy, of course. There's a few. I was just going to put Patrick on, and Mateo grabbed him. And then there's Tulsi Gabbard, who has, you know, taken these pro-Putin positions, which are, shall we say, problematic, at the very least. So, I think one of the questions that a lot of Democrats are asking themselves right now, and legitimately so, is how are we going to deal with this? Patrick in Seaside, California. Patrick, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
And I can hear you. Okay, go for it.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Don't be stupid, be a schmarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
That's a good one, Patrick.
So if you are superstitious or metaphysically inclined, it cannot be a good omen that Trump, retarded orange Hitler, is being inaugurated on Martin Luther King Day, but that's not why I called.
Yeah, it is a bad omen.
I'm starting to get a little bit more superstitious than I already was, but
I have a question for the press. Why is the headline not "Trump moves inauguration indoors because of anticipated tiny crowd"? But back to you, Patrick.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Okay. My main point was, back when, I think it was the 20-teens, when there was in Portland, Oregon, where you're at, I believe, unmarked government vans with people wearing uniforms with their IDs blocked out, like just kidnapping temporarily people off the streets of Portland.
Yes, that happened.
What happens, you know, as far as my state, California, your state, Oregon, Washington, all the blue states, what happens if the governors of the blue states tried to Trump-proof their states, but they didn't take into account that Trump, like DeSantis in Florida, deputizes his own, like, brown shirt army, and they have all the force and all the weaponry of the U.S. military, and he sends his MAGA hillbillies to occupy blue states? What do we do then?
I'm genuinely concerned about a scenario like that. I think we need to be getting ready for it. Patrick, thank you for the call. I got to run here.
Also, what if J.D. Vance is like, you know, declares the 25th Amendment and he's like president on day two?
He's not going to. I guarantee you that. He's not going. He wouldn't last very long if he tried. Patrick, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We will be right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. We've rebooted our phone system and the lines are now working. So give us a show.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel says 737 prisoners will be freed in the first phase of the Gaza truce deal. Israeli analyst Gershon Baskin is concerned about the hostages Hamas will release.
Some fearing that their relatives will be abandoned in Gaza after the first phase is done. Others beginning to imagine that their relatives might come home.
TikTok may go dark here with Supreme Court approval of the law mandating its severance from Chinese ownership, but Senator Josh Hawley says it can stay if sold.
It doesn't have to be owned by an American company. It just has to be owned by a company that is not subject to Beijing's control. That's the problem with TikTok now.
Katie Follis of New York City is in Washington for Monday's inauguration, but says she's less thrilled now because it's been moved indoors because of the frigid weather.
Carrie Underwood was performing and a bunch of other people. You know, I was expecting to see all that, and now I don't know what's happening.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we started looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now. And he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few flurries, low near 2 above, wind chill to 15 below, and windy tonight. Mostly sunny and a high only of 8 tomorrow, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Right now it's 22.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. Become a member today. Either one works. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. Brick by greed, while working hands met every need. The rules were bent, the truth ignored. Wealthy few now. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? Dee in Ladue, St. Louis. Hey, Dee, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My first time listening and watching your show, but
thank you.
I want your viewers to, I don't know if they've ever seen the Netflix documentary on Hitler and his inner circle, but I found it rather fascinating that it's so reminiscent of what we're going through right now. And it's like, you can just see how they're following, how Trump is following the playbook that was laid out by Hitler and his people. Mm-hmm. But what I find fascinating and what I wanted to say is that so much infighting with everyone who he surrounded himself with, they ended up doing themselves in part because of that.
Yeah.
Just their egos and their insecurities and all that infighting brought them down. And my point is, there's part of me that hopes that happens to Trump, that his people start to disintegrate as they did the first time around.
Yeah.
And maybe that will do him in. Maybe it'll... I don't know.
I get it. I doubt it'll do him in. I think, you know, like with Hitler's regime, there will be a night of the long knives. You know, there will be periodic purges. I doubt that they'll be killing people, but you never know. I'm skeptical that he'll kill people. I doubt he'll imprison people. But if he starts imprisoning people, then we really know that we've really, you know, gone around the bend.
Cross that line. Yeah. What I'm afraid of is that if he starts putting people in concentration camps and such, we won't know, as they didn't know back then, that people were, a lot of people didn't know that they were being murdered. And we may not know, especially if they extinguish folks like you.
Yeah.
And
I lived in Germany for a year, 86, 87, and visited Dachau a couple of times, took visitors down there, took my family down there. And it's down near Munich. We lived up near Nuremberg and or up near the East German border, actually. And my understanding was that there were several hundred, maybe as many as 500 to 600 of these basically concentration camps, labor camps, punishment camps, scattered all around Germany. All of the actual death camps, the industrial scale murder, were outside of Germany. You know, they were Poland Holland, and you know, so that Hitler would have plausible deniability. But the thing that people forget or miss, or people who don't know German history, is that the first people who were put in these camps were Hitler's political opponents. The socialists and members of the Communist Party,
the German
Communist Party,
yep.
And labor leaders and some religious leaders who spoke out against him. And
that is my fear, too, that there are so many, you know, for many, many years now, they've been against Dems.
Yeah.
You know, they've been against any liberals who are communists. So could that happen here?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But, Texas now is offering a whole big plot of land for Trump to give a huge federal grant to some private prison company to come in and build the first major detention camp in the United States for the new Trump regime. So we'll see how it gets used, Dee. Dee, thank you for the call. I hope you call again. It's good talking to you. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, we've spent so much on war in this country, and that's really one of the reasons why we can't really do very much about both the environment and then also, you know, our health care. And the two are interrelated for sure. And I think that now that the fires have happened, maybe this will bring a lot of attention to the fact that that global warming is real, we're causing it, and we need to act and act fast. And also just the fact that we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars on armaments and war, and we don't even bother to try to negotiate anymore. And Jimmy Carter, I know he was a really big at negotiations, and I think that today it's like there's just a rubber stamp. Oh, yeah, they're attacking us. Well, send some bombs, send, yeah, you know, send the military. Ever since 9/11, everybody, you know, we're really skittish about anything that happens anywhere else. And the same is happening in the other countries, too, in Europe, that now they're moving to the right because they feel the threat from Russia.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a real threat, but you can't, you know,
most of their moving to the right has to do with opposition to immigration. That's the big thing in Europe.
Yeah, but like in Finland, for instance, I think because they have a 700-mile border, you know, they're very concerned about that. And they're real threats. I mean, you know, recently a Russian trawler, you know, went and broke both communication lines and gas lines between the Baltic states and Norway.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's yeah, I don't know how we can, you know, move in a different direction, because after the war, you know, we did build the biggest middle class, and we put a lot, you know, as Eisenhower said, you can make a choice. You can either build these things or you can build highways and you can build out your infrastructure and take care of your citizenry, educate them and things like that. But it doesn't work. You can't do both. And that's what happened after the Great Society, you know, with Johnson, who's trying to fight this war that was escalating and then, you know, doing all of these social programs. And that started that whole inflationary cycle where,
no, it didn't,
you know, interest.
The inflation started because of the Arab oil embargo. And this story that we can't afford social programs, we can't afford a national health care system, we can't afford free college, because we have this big national debt, is also a Republican fallacy.
I agree with that, because we had over
$40 trillion in tax cuts from three Republican administrations, which have left us with a $34 trillion deficit.
Yeah, but when you pile on everything else, most of that, you know, military expenditure goes to contractors and to the pockets.
Oh, it's all terrible, John, but it's only $1 trillion a year. It's actually a little less. It's about $800 billion a year. The military budget is not what is breaking the bank. What is breaking the bank is several trillion dollars a year worth of tax breaks that go all the way back to Reagan. When Reagan came into office, the top tax bracket was 74%. If that and the top corporate tax bracket was 55%. If that had been the case all this time, not only would we have no national debt, but we would have had more than enough money to provide everybody in the country with free education, which was largely available when Reagan came into office. And we would have had more than enough money to provide everybody with a national health care system.
Yep, and, you know, we need to do it. I mean, it needs to be done. We can't continue on the way that we are, because we are not the issues that government needs to solve. You can't, you know, in California, the climatologists say that was the worst fire in 1,400 years. So,
yeah,
you know, private insurance is not going to take care of that issue.
No, this is
and
gonna,
so
this
we need
bankrupt private insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I am not for tax cuts to wealthy people, and trickle down doesn't work. Neoliberalism has been a big failure for the middle class and the working class. So yeah, move on. You know,
I got it. And in fact, I have to move on. But John, thank you. You said it very well. Marlo in Troy, Michigan. Hey, Marlo, what's up?
Yes, hi. I had originally heard Stephen Spoonamore on your program, and it got me very interested in the election. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite shocked that nobody, not Joyce Vance or Heather Cox Richardson, or it's not on the media, but I don't think it's too late. I mean, President Biden is still president, and he still has executive orders, his ability to stop things, and he could stop this and stop this illegal transfer. I feel it was a illegal election. It was it was not a fair election that our democracy demands. And looking at this data, which has come out in smartelections.com, has all this data and it shows.
Spoonamore has, Marlo, Spoonamore has repudiated his own assertions. He's walked them back. Now, I'm waiting for Greg Palast's analysis. Greg is of the opinion that in all probability, if all the people who were eligible to vote but were denied the right to vote by having their names purged off voting lists or preventing them from registering, and if all the people who actually voted but their votes never got counted because their signatures were challenged or because they were given provisional ballots, if all those people's votes were counted, that Joe Biden would have, or Kamala Harris in this case, would have overwhelmingly won the election. But I talked to Greg about this day before yesterday. He's redoing his numbers right now. He said it certainly looks that way. But as soon as we have some data on this, the Spoonamore stuff you can't rely on. Like I said, he's walked back his own stuff. But hang on. Next week, I'm guessing, we'll have some more for you. Marlo, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And it looks like Ramaswamy wants to run for Ohio governor, and John Husted, the lieutenant governor, is going to become the new senator.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. I mean, check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. My favorite product is their sleep. They have several sleep products, and they're just spectacular. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com, and the code is TOM to get you 20% discount. CBDistillery.com. Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you guys have got to this morning, this fire in Central California, Monterey Bay Area, Moss Landing.
Really?
A lithium battery, the largest lithium battery storage facility in the world
is on
apparently
fire.
It's on fire right now.
Oh no.
Started yesterday. They've got it knocked down pretty much, but the schools, everything's closed down in the area.
Right.
I just wanted to alert people to this, to pay attention to this story, just because of what's happening in Europe with the sabotage efforts in Europe, particularly around the energy sector and military defense contractors.
You think this might be Russian sabotage?
It's possible. I'm just saying, just pay attention to this one. I called the representative for Moss Landing, which is Representative Panetta, a Democrat, mm-hmm. just to give them a heads up. Hey, take a close look at this. It's a lithium battery factory, and they have lithium battery fires all the time.
Right. By the way,
something. Yeah.
Well, at the Consumer Electronics Show last week in Las Vegas, a battery company, one of the major battery companies in the world, I believe they're based out of Taiwan, it could be wrong, it might have been Japan, rolled out a new ceramic lithium ion battery. It uses it's rigid and it's non-flammable. And it has a higher energy density than the current ones. So, you know, the battery technology is really starting to advance. You know, Moore's Law is starting to kick in, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I give a plug to Hal Sparks on this because Hal Sparks talks about advances in lithium battery power in general all the time. So I know that there's a lot of really good things going on in that area. But I just wanted to give people a heads up, particularly if you are in California, because it's kind of a twofer. It's a big strike against battery clean energy storage.
Right.
And California fire.
You wonder if it was some right wing militia group or something.
I don't know. They've been attacking. They do their little drive bys on the transformers. But is this a bigger thing?
Anyway, Steve. Scott. Excuse me. Thank you very much. CJ in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I wanted to call and talk about Sam Brownback's great experiment. Do you remember that?
Who, what?
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback.
I remember Sam Brownback, and my recollection is his great experiment was to try Reaganomics, to cut taxes in Kansas, believing that that would create prosperity, and it blew up in his face. Am I remembering right?
You're correct, and we still suffer.
Yeah.
We've lost, the last time I checked, we lost 24 hospitals, and we're rural. So if you need a specialist, you drive for hours sometimes, depending upon where you live.
Wow.
And the second time he was elected, it was a little shady because the numbers didn't quite add up. And a WSU statistician sued to access the election information, and she was denied.
That's not a good thing.
And the frosting on the cake is he declared a week for the zombie apocalypse.
Say what?
Yes,
not
he
Sam
did.
Brownback. Sam?
Yes.
He declared
Sam.
He can't be a fan of zombie apocalypses, or was it, you know, a movie promotion or something? Is that, what am I missing here?
No, he thought everybody needed to be prepared and have things stocked up.
Really?
Because you just didn't know when you may not have your modern conveniences.
Oh, so he's buying into the end of time right-wing religious nuts. Is that the deal? I was unaware of this one.
Well, I kind of, that's when everybody around here started prepping and stocking up on guns and ammunition and things like that.
Incredible, incredible. CJ, thanks for the report from Kansas, and thanks for the reminder of Sam Brownback's great and failed experiment to demonstrate Reaganomics. That was great. Thank you, CJ. It's we're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break with the third hour of Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabach.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WisCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WisCaregiver.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel's Justice Ministry says 737 prisoners and detainees will be freed as part of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Hamas will begin releasing hostages, as we hear from BBC's Lucy Williamson.
Israel says three hostages are expected to be released on Sunday, the first day of the ceasefire, with more small groups freed at regular intervals over the next 6 weeks. It's also named the first group of Palestinians due to be freed from Israeli jails in return. The deal that hung for so long on politics and logistics, now peopled with names and faces.
TikTok CEO has thanked President-elect Trump for saying he's committed to avoiding a ban on the Chinese-owned app. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Xiaozi Chu's video statement followed unanimous Supreme Court ruling upholding a bipartisan law banning